This is Doc Mike, the Redneck Dentist from Real Liberty Media. This is a great time to download a bunch of podcasts and kick back in the sunshine of the waning summer season and just binge listen to your favorite shows. There's a lot of shows there on Real Liberty Media, a lot of podcasts that you can download. You can just listen live to Real Liberty Media right on site there. It's a great time just to catch up, you know. Listen to shows like Free Your Mind, It's All Connected, Hal Anthony, Behind the Woodshed, and of course me, the Redneck Dennis. Hope to see you there. Hey, this is Doc Mike, the Redneck Dentist. Nice to be joining you tonight. I thought I would do a special show for a special reason, and we'll get to that pretty quick here. Let me get everything in order. Hey, it's kind of great to be here on a Tuesday night. Hope you all are having a good week. I didn't start out with a real good week, but we don't care. We're not going to talk about that today. So this was kind of crazy. I read a story this morning, and I was like, yes, when is Fauci going to go to prison? And I hope it's soon, but it will never be soon enough, and who knows if that'll even happen with the allies he has in certain places. But when I read this certain story, which I'm sure a lot of you are aware of, but I'm going to cover it in a few minutes, I thought, I covered this on my show. I'm going to go back and look at some notes and kind of remind myself of what I had said and when I had said it. As I was going through my notes, I have a feeling this is. I'm going to kind of explain to you guys how I do my notes. Not that it's important, but I have kind of a good system. Excuse me one sec. Okay, I have kind of a good system, and that is I do show notes kind of every week, every day. I kind of look at stuff that I think might be fun or interesting to talk about, and I put them in, you know, a text document with links, so if I want to bring up the link during the show, I can just click on it, and off we go. Then at the end of the show, I make a copy of those notes, and I save that copy as the next show that's going to be coming up. And on the original file, I go in and I take out everything that I didn't talk about, and I save that copy, and that's what you see posted in the blog notes. Then I go to the copy I made, and I take out all the stuff I talked about, so that then I have already some stuff to talk about on the next show. Well, as I was going back through my notes, I noticed that this particular story got carried through 3 weeks. So I probably didn't talk about it on my show, but I'm going to talk about it now because it's going to lead into what I really wanted to do a show tonight for, and that is seeing Fauci put away. I remember back in the beginning, and I'm sure in the beginning of when I started doing the Redneck Dentist here on Real Liberty Media, I talked about this guy, and I talked about how you become, you know, kind of infamous in the federal government system, especially in public health system and the whole medical side of the federal government. And I said, you don't have to be the best at what you're doing. As a matter of fact, the best people go somewhere else. They'll go to universities or they'll go to big companies where they can make a lot of money and gain a lot of notoriety. And I just thought kind of early on, if you go back and listen to those earlier shows, you'll see what I thought about Fauci. I did not think he was the wonder boy that everybody made him out to be. And I always kind of thought there's something wrong with that guy. And you're going to see, well, maybe you're not going to see this, but my feeling is this guy could possibly want to live in infamy as the guy who was a mass murderer. Because basically, if he is guilty of what they're claiming he's guilty for, he's basically a mass murderer. Now, you know, I guess in some cases you can get away with mass murder if you have the right kind of protection, in this case, federal government. And, you know, it seems to me, and I'm just going to tell you this kind of as an aside, when I was working in the federal government as a dentist, I actually had some sort of immunity. And I'm not going to say, well, you know, I was untouchable, because I wasn't. But basically, there's, you know, this clause where if you're, in my case, let's say as a dentist in the U.S. Public Health Service, like in the, if you worked in the Federal Bureau of Prisons, well, inmates couldn't really sue you. They sued an entity, and that entity was the federal government. So you see what I'm saying? There was like this layer of protection there because, you know, I was working in the federal government. You know, I wasn't, matter of fact, I didn't even have liability insurance at the time because the federal government was the liability insurance. Okay. So with that said, maybe that, there's some kind of protection there for Fauci also. But this is a story that I thought I had covered and I didn't, but I just went back and pulled up the old notes, and this was, you'll see in the blog post whenever I get it done, hopefully tonight. There'll be a link to this original source link to this story and to the information in this story. But basically, oh boy. Okay. No, I got it right here. Honestly, really, I do. It says, whatever the possible benefits of gain-of-function research, it obviously comes with risk. And one particular experiment conducted in 2011, okay, 10 years ago, involved so much obvious risk that even many research scientists began to raise the alarm about the possibility of a catastrophe if a lab accident occurred. This research, which was funded by the National Institute of Health and conducted in Rotterdam, Netherlands, and at the University of Wisconsin, involved experiments on the H5N1 strain of avian influenza, which had an astonishing estimated 60% fatality rate. The scientists involved had successfully made the virus transmissible via respiratory droplets among ferrets, which were the best simulation of human transmissibility. It was the first time this deadly bird flu was able to cause airborne infections in mammals. Okay, so you see why I thought this story was important. Number one, it's gain-of-function research to take the avian flu virus and make it transmissible in mammals. And they used ferrets because ferrets had the closest resemblance to human respiratory transmission of diseases. Okay, so 10 years ago, the National Institute of Health, who Fauci was the director of even back then, were experimenting with making viruses that would readily infect human respiratory system. On November 30th, 2011, the board unanimously, and you'll see in the notes which board it is. I'm sorry, I didn't have that right here. I'm trying to make the, I tried to abbreviate a little bit, get some of this stuff out of here, because there's, of course, again, a lot to talk about. On November 30th, 2011, the board unanimously recommended that the general conclusion of the experiments be published, but without details that could enable replication of the experiments by those who would seek to do harm. Now, this should tell you something, that the board, I guess, who oversees and regulates this kind of experimentation, unanimously recommended that the general conclusions of the experiments be published, but without details, so that nobody, you know, terrorists or whoever, would be able to replicate this. So they were already concerned in 2011 about this kind of research going on. And they, I mean, it's documented that this kind of research was going on. The details are there, and they're in this report, and you can go see the research yourself. Now, Fauci, of course, denied all this. And Fauci and Collins responded by working privately to reverse the Biosecurity Board's recommendation while publicly defending the need for such research, according to interviews and records the Post reported last week. This was a few weeks ago, probably a month ago now. I think I carried this story over 3 weeks, so it'd be about a month ago when this all came out. The embassy's team met with Xi, and this is kind of later in the report, but Xi was the one who was kind of responsible for conducting this research in the first place, and would later report in the 2018 cable that the Wuhan lab has a serious shortage of appropriately trained technicians and investigators needed to safely operate this high containment laboratory. Less than 2 years ago, an outbreak of a new, this is now the coronavirus, COVID-19, less than 2 years ago, an outbreak of a new flu-like virus that would eventually be known as COVID-19 began in Wuhan, China. Today, almost 5 million people globally have died from this pandemic, and we are no closer to understanding how it began. Yeah, only if you live in a box and you're not able to think for yourself, which apparently there's a ton of people who can't or won't or choose not to. But basically, so, and actually that number seems kind of low to me too, doesn't it? So it says almost 5 million people globally have died. Now, wouldn't you think a pandemic that was so damn dangerous that you were, you know, that everybody was going to need this vaccine, don't you think it would have killed more than 5 million people so far, like in almost 2 years? I think it would have killed a lot more people if it was that damn dangerous. And apparently it's not. I mean, it's nothing like this avian flu, which has a 60% fatality rate. Thank God. Well, at least so far. It hasn't reached that potentiality yet. Hang on, drink time. So, the U.S. intelligence officials are inconclusive on COVID-19 origin, say China is unwilling to cooperate. And of course, I mean, of course, China is unwilling to cooperate. I mean, I've been saying that this is biowarfare for a long time. And I mean, it's becoming more and more clear as we go day by day that this is a bioweapon that we've all, you know, been either, well, we've all been affected by one way or another, either by loss of civil rights, loss of freedoms. Some people have been infected by so-called COVID-19, even though we haven't been able to isolate that. Still, to this day, has not been isolated. We have people who, we have vaccinated people that have died from this apparent COVID-19 virus that are counted as unvaccinated because they don't want everybody to know how weak this jab is. Recently, in the last 2 weeks, FDA leaders have been stepping down. Students in colleges have been denied services like internet service or have basically been denied entrance into college unless they get a vaccine. Jab. I heard today a patient of mine that I've been seeing for maybe I've been seeing this patient a couple years, and I can't remember which local company she was talking about that employees were told. And now I know that this is I don't know if it's illegal, but it's against regulations. It's against employment regulations is what I'm trying to say. So if you work for this particular company and you are sick, for whatever reason, you call in sick, you're required to quarantine, and not because you have signs of or symptoms of COVID infection, but period, if you are ill and call in sick, you're required to quarantine. They will not allow you to use your sick time unless you've had the jab. Now, it's one thing, you know, requiring the jab to use your sick time. I mean, that's kind of complete BS. But to force you to take time off and to take away one of the benefits that, you know, you signed up for when you, you know, took the job, you can't do that. I mean, you can't require people to have certain, you know, meet certain requirements before they can use the sick time that they've earned. The world is going crazy, man, and it's all because of, you know, this supposed pandemic, this supposed virus that supposedly wasn't created in a lab, that wasn't the result of gain-of-function research, that Fauci and the NIH had nothing to do with, supposedly. At least he says that he didn't have anything to do with it. In testimony, in front of Congress, he claimed that the NIH never funded such research. And when I saw this story a month ago, I knew that Fauci had already said that, you know, the NIH wasn't involved in any kind of gain-of-function research. That's why this story caught my attention way back when, well, a month ago. And I was like, well, here's an example, you know. But, I mean, if you look back at how long Fauci has been in the limelight, you can see, like, week after week, month after month, and now year after year, this guy is a liar. He'll lie for whoever's benefit. Now it's down to lying to save his ass one way or another, and it's going to come back to bite him. You know, because the cycle of politics, it's going to continue. Yeah, it may suck right now if you're on one side or the other. You know, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, it sucked if you were on the other side. It's going to continue. And when the right people get back in the office to take this seriously and start leveling charges, it's going to happen. And this individual is going to have to answer for all the times he lied. He lied way back when he said, oh, no, Americans shouldn't be wearing masks. And he talked about how bad it would be for everybody to be running around wearing a mask and to be wearing a mask 24/7, basically, or any time you were outside. And why did he lie about that way back then? He lied about that back then because he wanted the healthcare workers to be able to have access to masks. Did it help? Of course it didn't help. Everybody ran out right away and bought masks because, you know, there was some rumor about how these masks would help you. And there was a whole argument whether masks were effective or not, and it was really kind of a stupid argument. Yeah, masks are effective. Hell, I have to wear one 8 hours a day in my practice as a dentist. But we've been doing that ever since I left dental school. And, you know, I think they did it before that, but I can tell you my dental school class was the first dental school class that was required to wear gloves because I started dental school shortly after the HIV came to being. So, you know, there was that whole thing with HIV and AIDS back then, and yeah, they started changing the way they do things, which is kind of funny when you think about it, because, you know, looking back beyond that time, you would think, I mean, that was the archaic days of dentistry, and literally, the class before me worked with bare hands. And actually, some of them continued to work with bare hands the next year when they graduated. But yeah, masks are effective in certain situations, and they have a certain amount of effectiveness. So why did he lie about it then? Purely to protect, you know, really to make himself look good to somebody, you know, to other people in the federal government, people who were looking at him like, hey, we're going to run out of masks, you know, because there's going to be a run on them, like toilet paper. I didn't understand that. I guess everybody thought you just got diarrhea with COVID-19 or something. I don't know. It was the craziest thing. And then, of course, shortages of manufacturing because people were taken out, put in lockdown. Anyway, so, I mean, he lied about whether or not Americans should be wearing masks. He lied about whether or not, you know, more masks was better. Like two masks or three masks or multiple masks. And we all remember the hypocrisy back then of these people telling the world what they should be doing. I mean, when they finally decided, I guess there was enough masks to go around, it was like, oh yeah, everybody's got to wear a mask, you know, and social distance and stay locked down and don't go out and don't go shopping and don't do this, that, or the other thing and do this, that, and that other thing. But he constantly lies. He may be a pathological liar, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, I wanted to look at a couple of the stories that I had covered in the past few months, and look at a couple new things before I get into exactly why I wanted to do this show tonight and not wait on this. So let me see the next. I had an hour to get this together between the time I got home and the time I came on live. So hope everything's working good. I didn't even check. I'll just, as an aside, I'm just going to tell you, love the new audio setup. I am really enjoying it a lot. And that part was not hard to get going today. Hopefully it keeps working now that I said that. I wanted to read this bit of stuff. It says data limitations. How can there be such a disconnect between the COVID between what the COVID ward nurse told me? This is a patient who took her husband into the hospital, and he had COVID-19. Ended up getting treated with ivermectin at her demand, basically. But it says, how could there be such a disconnect between what the COVID ward nurse told me and the mainstream media reports? For one thing, it's very hard to get any kind of accuracy when it comes to actual numbers. In fact, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, that's the federal government. That's our CDC. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention have publicly acknowledged that they do not have accurate data. We don't have accurate numbers, insists Dr. James Neuschwander, an expert on vaccine safety based in Ann Arbor, Michigan. But what we do know, Neuschwander says, is that the vaccines are not as effective as public health officials have told us they would be. This is a product that's not doing what it's supposed to do. You guys remember I covered this, and I covered like the five things that a vaccine is supposed to do in order to be called a vaccine. It's supposed to stop transmission of this virus, and it's clearly not doing that. To muddy the waters further, even people who test negative for COVID are sometimes counted as COVID deaths. And this is still a current story in the news, one that's easily related to because it happened right here, not only in my state, in the very county I live in, Yamhill County in Oregon. Consider the case of 26-year-old Matthew Irvin, a father of three from Yamhill County, Oregon. As reported by KGW 8 News, Irvin went to the ER with stomach pain, nausea, and diarrhea on July 5, 2020, but instead of admitting him to the hospital, the doctors sent him home. 5 days later, on July 10, 2020, Irvin died. Though his COVID test came back negative 2 days after his death and his family told reporters and public health officials that no one Irvin had been around had any COVID symptoms, the medical examiner allegedly told the family that an autopsy was not necessary, listing his death as a coronavirus case. It took the Oregon Health Authority 2.5 months to correct the mistake. But this is not an isolated case. You can find these cases easily by simply doing a search. I mean, luckily, thank God for the internet. Even though certain social media apps are trying to steer the narrative, we still have people smart enough to copy some of this stuff, save it, so when it's taken down, it can be recovered very easily. It says in countries with the highest numbers of vaccinated individuals, we are also seeing high numbers of infections. Iceland has one of the most vaccinated populations in the world, over 82%, and is reporting that 77% of new COVID cases are in fully vaccinated Icelanders, according to, I'm not even going to try and say that guy's name. It's in the notes if you want to try it yourself, or if somebody wants to give me a little lesson on the name, I'll do it. Director General of the Ministry of Health, according to news reports, over 85% of the Israeli population has been vaccinated. But a July report from Israel's Ministry of Health found that Pfizer's vaccine is only 39% effective. Though Israel health officials are telling the public that the cases are more mild in vaccinated individuals, this upsurge in COVID cases and deaths is leading Israel's prime minister to issue new restrictions. And I covered this a couple weeks ago about whether or not you can tell if the symptoms or the disease severity would be different if somebody was vaccinated or not. You can't tell. It's like Schrodinger's cat in the box. You don't know if it's alive or dead until you open the box. Same thing with this. You don't know if an individual has lesser symptoms or less severity of the course of the disease, whether they're vaccinated or not, because you can't have both. You can't see that person go through the disease without a vaccination and see them go through that disease with a jab. It's one or the other. Yeah, you can say, well, it would have been much worse if you didn't have the jab, but there's no way to tell that. Especially with this jab, which they had very little time to test properly. Long-term tests. Anyway, let's see, it goes on to say, Dr. Peter McCullough, an academic internist and cardiologist in practice in Dallas, Texas, says that a large number of people in the hospitals right now have indeed been fully vaccinated. Fully vaccinated people are being hospitalized, and 19% of them have died, McCullough says. This is not a crisis of the unvaccinated. That's just a talking point. The vaccinated are participating in this also. Other physicians are seeing the same thing. In my practice, multiple patients who are fully vaccinated have been admitted to local hospitals, says Jeffrey I. Bark, a board-certified primary care physician based in Newport Beach, California. Bark believes part of the problem is exaggeration of the efficacy If the vaccine works so well, why are we now pushing a booster? And I have the same question. So the jab contents haven't changed. It's not like they went and took any of the variants that have come along and re-engineered the jab. It's the same damn jab. Why would you go get a booster of something that already was only 39% effective? And their argument is, of course, it becomes more effective the more jabs you get, I guess. I'm not buying it. So this is why I wanted to do this story today. So I hope some of you saw this story. Wait, am I ready to go there yet? Yeah, oh, and this is beautiful too. So I have this story about the Mayo Clinic. White House COVID-19 advisor Anthony Fauci on August 15th downplayed a recent study from a prominent medical research center that deemed the Pfizer vaccine less effective than the Moderna vaccine. The Mayo Clinic and Cambridge-based biotech company Enference found in the study that both mRNA COVID-19 vaccines' effectiveness dropped in the month of July. But Fauci disputed that. Like he was basically saying, the Mayo Clinic, that's just a bunch of amateurs. They don't really know what we do here in, virology and epidemiology. I'm telling you, this guy is maybe a narcissist. At least a narcissist. Do you guys all remember back when everybody was just talking about how great this guy was and he was going to get the Nobel Peace Prize and he was going to be Man of the Year, or maybe he was Man of the Year? And, it was just the most ridiculous glorifying of this guy. And actually it does kind of make me wonder, like, a guy in this position, he's an epidemiologist. That's like being, and I'm not trying to offend anybody here, especially my CPA, but it's kind of like being a CPA. You're just crunching numbers sitting in an office somewhere, not saying you're not important. God, I love my CPA. Make sure I pay the least amount of taxes possible every year, but make sure that I pay the amount I have to pay. Fantastic guy, but he's a CPA. It's just kind of like me being a dentist. I'm just a dentist. People may think I'm the greatest dentist they ever saw. There's some that think I'm the worst freaking dentist in the world. I'm sure it runs the spectrum. But this dude was basically an epidemiologist, a virologist, sitting in a little office in freaking wherever his office is. I assume it's DC, but you never know. It's probably Baltimore, Bethesda, or something like that. But, so if he wanted to make himself famous, I guess there's a few ways he could do that. And one of those ways would be to kill millions of people. One of those ways would be to save millions of people. Either way, he would be in control of both of those things. But in order to save millions of people, well, you've got to make it so that millions of people are going to die if they don't get what you're given. Now, of course, I'm just making commentary. I'm just, playing a little editorial here. I don't know how this is going to play out, but it kind of makes you wonder. That guy's a squirrely little, I don't know. I always thought he just looked mousy to me. Always looked like he was up to something. And I am so thankful for Rand Paul, because I don't know how many other elected officials could actually go head-to-head with somebody like Fauci. I mean, there's a ton of us who hang around this chat room that could do it. People who listen to this show and hang out at Real Liberty Media, in the chat room there, there's a lot of people in there who are very educated, very sharp people who would be able to defend themselves and be able to attack Fauci and, you know, be able to respond to his answers. But thank God for Rand Paul for doing it. Good Lord, man, somebody needed to do it. Anyway, so here's the story. Rand Paul, okay, wait a minute, I gotta make sure I didn't skip anything. Nope. Okay, Rand Paul says new Wuhan documents show Fauci lied. Duh, again, really? Oh yeah. Paul's tweet followed a story in The Intercept that revealed the U.S. government pumped $3.1 million into American health organization EcoHealth Alliance to back bat coronavirus research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. According to the report, about $600,000 of that federal money was partially used by the Wuhan Institute of Virology to find and alter bat coronaviruses that could jump to humans and infect them. Here we have evidence of the money going specifically to the Wuhan lab, specifically to alter bat coronaviruses that could jump to humans and infect them. This document makes clear that assertions by the NIH director, Francis Collins, and the NIAID director, Anthony Fauci, that the NIH did not support gain-of-function research or potential pandemic pathogen enhancement at the Wuhan Institute of Virology are untruthful. Rutgers University chemical biology professor Richard Ebright wrote in a Tuesday Twitter thread, "I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement," Fauci said. He added that the research Paul referenced was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function. In other words, people who were employed by the NIH or NIAID, they're the ones who decided whether it was gain of function or not. I heard it likened to if Exxon had a oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, and everybody wanted to know whose fault it was, so they started an investigation and they went to their top investigators at Exxon and asked them, you know, if it was Exxon's fault that the oil spilled. Yeah, of course, Exxon's going to say, you know, that spill has been studied by everybody up and down the chain, and they say it is not Exxon's fault that the oil spilled. It is the most ridiculous thing. But it's true. And it's going to take stuff like this coming out over time, people who actually go and do investigations, people who actually go and find these documents, who follow the, you know, follow the money, basically. Who provided this money? What was it earmarked for? Then what was it used for? And what was the result? I don't think we really have to look any further than this. Honestly, I don't think we had to look any further than that 2011 research I was talking about earlier. I mean, hell, this stuff you can't do overnight. It takes time to gradually gain function in viruses and make sure that it's going to do what you want it to do in the organism you want it to do it in. You know, those are baby steps all along the way. You know, it doesn't just happen like, hey, let's make this freaking virus, you know, and make it attack mountain gorillas, you know, by their airway and voila, you know, tomorrow you're you know, distributing it to the mountain gorillas. It doesn't happen like that. It takes a while. And so going back to 2011. So here's my point. If I could ever make a point. This has been going on for a long time. There is a huge chain of evidence that's going to come out. It's ridiculous for Fauci to sit there in front of the entire world, to sit in front of Congress, to make these statements in public, to give us little sound bites when he knows what he has done. He knows what his part in all of this has been. And it is going to crumble. I have faith. Maybe I shouldn't. I have faith that the truth is going to come out eventually. The truth is going to come out about all of this eventually. It's just like, how damaged is the entire world going to be before it's over with? And just think about that. So this one person could be responsible for the entire world economic collapse, the shortage of food that's going to be coming, that is here already if you read some reports, responsible for inflation, responsible for people who've lost their jobs, responsible for suicides, young and old, you know, responsible for children not having the proper social exposure so that they're able to, you know, grow as human beings and share with other people, learn how to interact in society. You know, this guy, if it turns out that he has done what he has done, and in my opinion, I really don't need, oh, I'm going to sneeze. Oh my goodness, really? No. I really don't need any more evidence than what I've already seen, but I can guarantee you, there is more coming. And just think of this. This is just one thing that Fauci's been promoting. Who knows what else is out there? You know, in the Chinese, I mean, maybe they have their own little trick coming next, with or without Fauci being involved, with or without the United States government giving them money. Seems to me, China has enough of its own money. They don't need our help. But we'll see how that goes. My God, we've covered so much in the past several months. I'm looking at notes I just grabbed really quick. Of course, I talked about this story about natural immunity being the best thing, and yet what did we do? And through Fauci's guidance, what we did was the worst possible thing we could have done to provide safety to this population. And that is isolate everybody. If natural immunity is best, and remember this number, 5 million people have died. I hate that 5 million people have died, but it's 5 million people in the entire world. If we would have allowed younger, healthier human beings to be exposed to this, we would have been over it by now. How many more people would have died? I don't know. It looks to me like a very small percentage of people would have died. Yeah, if it's your family, it sucks. If it's you, it sucks. It's the world we live in. People are going to die of stuff. And sometimes it's going to be a virus. Hopefully, it's not always going to be a man-made virus. Hopefully, it's not going to be a bioweapon. Yeah, I even did a show one time in the last year. I don't know how long I've been doing this. Months, I guess. I did a show on biowarfare and how far back that goes. It's nothing new. So we shouldn't be surprised that that some country that wants, you know, the resources of the entire world, or maybe some segments of the world, but my belief is that China wants all the world's resources, and, you know, they're smart enough, I guess, to not just brag about it out in the open, like, hey, we're going to kill half your country and we're going to invade and take over and take all your resources. I don't think that's a possibility, you're wrong. I think it's a possibility. I think at one point somebody said there were hundreds of thousands of Chinese. Oh, my stupid phone. Thought I asked it a question. I hate that part. That there were hundreds of thousands of Chinese ready to come across the border after the election or during the election or I don't know what. But, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. Look how ridiculous China has got to be thinking we are as well as the rest of the world. I mean, here the rest of the world, most of it, is talking about creating green energy, which is so much crap. I've got into it before. I'll get into it again, I'm sure, because it just makes absolutely no sense. But while the rest of the world is shutting down coal-fired power plants that are taking down hydroelectric dams to put up freaking ridiculous wind farms that take up so much freaking acreage to generate the minuscule amount of power that it does, or solar panels that take up tons of frickin' acreage to provide power, and yet the cheapest, fastest. Anyway, my point is China's laughing at us, like how frickin' ridiculous we are. While they're building multiple coal-fired power plants, they're building them, like I think they were starting one a week or one a month. It's a ridiculous number. Because they're going to have plenty of power, and they're just thinking, you idiots are going to destroy yourselves more than likely. But if you don't, we'll be here to make sure to finish you off. It's the craziest thing. I just don't know how a country, and so many countries in the world are on the same bandwagon. How in the hell are any of these countries going to survive with no power, you know? Or, I mean, I even looked into solar power and wind power, and I think I could probably benefit from some wind power on my property because it's situated kind of just right. But still, I mean, it doesn't really pencil out like it's going to be the greatest thing and save me so much money. I was thinking about putting I don't want to get into that. That's not why. I'm sorry. I got sidetracked. The bottom line is China's laughing at us. They're laughing at the rest of the world. Did they have something to do with this? They obviously had something to do with this. Do they have something else probably heading our way? Yeah, probably. Probably. If we don't react to this like it's a bioweapon, if we don't take some shots at China for attacking us with a bioweapon, but look who's involved. Our own NIH, CDC, NIAID, all of them are involved in helping create this scenario. They created the virus. They created the jab. And I forget why I wanted to mention this, but China has a vaccine that they've had for before. I read a story. This is why I wanted to say this. Before COVID actually became public, China had a vaccine that's a nasal swab. They already had it. They were already prepared for this before it became a public story, before we all became aware that COVID-19 was a thing. I guess that could be a problem, calling it a bioweapon when your own country is involved in creating that bioweapon and using it on its own population. There's a whole nother discussion there about turning those weapons on your own population. But that certainly seems to me like where we are. Where are we now? I hate dead air. We don't want to leave the air dead for long. Oh, yeah. So let me just end with a couple of these little headlines. Of course, I had the natural immunity is best. The other thing, the CDC and the FDA faked COVID testing protocol by using human cells mixed with common cold virus fragments. And common cold virus are COVID viruses. So they've totally faked the whole testing thing in the first place. And this is also why nobody has been able to isolate COVID-19, is because every time somebody asks if a COVID-19 virus particle has been identified, the qualifying statement is, before you tested that, did you mix it with any other DNA? And the answer is always no. So the assumption is that if you mixed it with any other DNA, then you've contaminated that sample. You can't say that you isolated COVID-19 virus if you mixed some other DNA before you tested it, because you could have very easily put that COVID-19 virus or virus particles into the sample before you tested it. So, it's mostly a hoax. It's mostly a whole bunch of stuff over 5 million deaths. And please understand, I am not devaluing those 5 million people that died. It sucks. So how many hundreds of millions of people have been sick? A ton. Literally a ton, and 5 million people in the world have died that we know of. I'm sure there's some numbers that could increase or decrease that a little bit. And probably, I mean, if you think about the test being inaccurate, it could be significantly lower. And yet here we are in this ridiculous social distancing, wearing masks, taking the jab, or you don't get to eat, you don't get to go shopping, you don't get to go to the movie. You can't use your sick leave. Medical doctors being fined per patient that they see if they don't take the jab. It is absolute insanity. And I really believe Fauci's the guy, man. In my opinion, I don't see what he has done that has helped anybody. Well, except maybe Bill Gates, the people who have the vaccines. He might have helped them, but still, I mean, it's pretty much a hoax. Look at how effective they are. They're not very effective, but look how many doses have been put out, and who paid for them? I didn't pay for them. I mean, in a roundabout way, I paid for them. Remember that CPA and taxes I was talking about? Yeah, I paid for some. But I didn't pay for a jab. I did get the jab. I didn't pay for it. Somebody else paid for it. I won't be getting any more, I can guarantee you that. Luckily, I've been enlightened since then. I feel kind of like an idiot for getting it, but you know, everybody has to make their own decisions. And hopefully people, you know, educate themselves and do what's right for themselves. But this thing to me, I'm ready for it to be over, and I know it's going to be a long time before it's over. I'm ready for somebody with some sanity to get a hold of this thing. The problem is everybody who is in a position officially to do something about this is so far out of control, insane with power, that they're not willing to do it. You are seeing some pushback now. I mean, you're seeing more and more people refusing. And I really hope in the next 2 months, I got to tell you, we're going to end pretty quick, because I know who's coming up next, and I don't want to interfere with that at all. But, and I've kind of forgot what I was going to say, so we're probably going to end it. Damn it, I hate when that happens. anyway, you guys, thanks for joining me tonight. This was really fun to put this together so quick. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed the information. And I will see you guys on Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Real Liberty Media. Thank you.